his insights into the interpretation of the Bible. Even though Rashi never saw him, they were different generations and from different parts of France. The general strength of the Jews in Provence lay in the fact that they were very necessary economically to the area, and in fact that would be their undoing. It's a commentary that can certainly be made about the Middle Ages. Jews in the Middle Ages is that if they were too successful, they were doomed. So the trick was to be successful, but in a fashion that no one would suspect it. And that is a very difficult trick to pull off. And the enmity that would be raised against the Jews in France, a great deal of the enmity was because of the success of the Jews and the necessity that the society had for Jews. Let's talk, therefore, about the three main purposes that the Jews, A, in Provence, but later throughout Roman Catholic Europe, the Jews fulfilled three roles. It has often been said that if there were no Jews, then the church would have had to invent them. Because as necessary as the Jews are in the world today, I saw that out of the first six Nobel Prizes, for instance, this year, three are Jewish. The disproportionate representation of Jews in the modern world, which is also not without a price, but in the medieval world, Jews were an absolute necessity. And that's why you will see this ambivalence throughout our story here in the Middle Ages. In one country, Jews are being thrown out by a Roman Catholic king and emperor, only to be invited by another Roman Catholic king and emperor to move in by him. But again, once his country got built up, so he figured that he could afford to throw them out, right? And then they would go somewhere else. A little like the Baltimore Colts. Now, the first and prime role of the Jew was an economic one. The church, as in this area, as in many other areas, boxed itself in by having certain dogmas that would not stand the test of time. The great thing about Judaism is that it has no dogmas. And we don't have anybody who is infallible. We have rabbis who are close, but we have no one who is, technically speaking, infallible. And we don't have dogma. It's hard to be a heretic by Jews. That's why everybody is one. But in the church, the church has been caught many times in this trap. So the church, the Council of Nicaea, and then later councils of the church throughout the Dark Ages. In the Dark Ages, there was no necessity for capital to be invested. There was nothing to invest it in. The whole idea of taking money and investing it, and that money should earn money, that to a certain extent is a modern idea. There's a great theory, I don't know whether it's proved or disproved, but there's a great theory about capitalism and the rise of the Protestant movement, that the two came hand in hand. But our idea that a person can live off of income, or that taking money and investing it in giving it to people to put into a business, to put into equipment, to put into other types of investments, and that's positive, that's what fuels the economy, that idea was unknown.